Clear. Emission Line Ratios at Cosmic High Noon, by Bren E. Backhouse et al. We use TextIT, Hubble Space Telescope, WFC 3G102 and G141 GRISM spectroscopy to measure rest optical emission line ratios of 533 galaxies at Z approximate light year 1.5 in the CANDELSLI alpha emission at Ryanization, CLEAR, survey. We compare OIII, HB versus SII, have NII as an UNVO87 diagram for 461 galaxies and OIII, HB versus NAIII, OII as an ONO diagram for 91 galaxies. The UNVO87 diagram does not effectively separate active galactic nuclei, AGN, and NEV sources from star-forming galaxies, indicating that the UNVO87 properties of star-forming galaxies evolve with redshift and overlap with AGN emission line signatures at Z greater than 1. The ONO diagram effectively separates X-ray AGN and NEV-emitting galaxies from the rest of the population. We find that the OIII, HB line ratios are significantly anti-correlated with stellar mass and significantly correlated with log, L_HB, while SII, have NII is significantly anti-correlated with log, L_HB. Comparison with mappings tilde V photoionization models indicates that these trends are consistent with lower metallicity and higher ionization in low mass and high SFR galaxies. We do not find evidence for redshift evolution of the emission line ratios outside of the correlations with mass and SFR. Our results suggest that the ONO diagram of OIII, HB versus NAIII, OII will be a useful indicator of AGN content and gas conditions in very high redshift galaxies to be observed by the TextIT James Webb Space Telescope. This was CLEAR. Emission line ratios at cosmic high noon, by Bren E. Backhouse et al.